Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Connor, just with 22 games left in the season, what's the margin of error that's left for you guys?
There's obviously not much. I think up until that game in Ottawa, we were playing some really good hockey, and if we can kind of leave that one behind us and get back to how we were playing, I think we still think we have a chance. We just have to approach each game as an opportunity to grow and to get 2 points and take it one game at a time.
Is it a little difficult to flush that last game?
No, it's just like any other. I think we played well against Toronto, but we tried to put that behind us right away, so it's no different after kind of playing the way we did in Ottawa. I think we just got to move past it.
You've been traded once, and obviously this is a little bit of a different circumstance from your trade just because this is the trade deadline, but you are on an expiring contract. Does the thought of the trade deadline come across to you at any point, or is it just still the message in this room, just keep everything small picture?
Yeah, it's just small picture. I think you can't worry about the outside noise and what people are saying about me or about this team, any other players in here. I'm just worried about doing what I can to help this team win at this point right now.
How did you handle being traded the last time? I mean, it was obviously during the offseason again, but what goes through your mind when that whole process is being taking place?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit expected from where I was and where Pittsburgh was at the time, but it's obviously a shock when it initially happens. You know, that was the first team I played for, the only team I had played for at the time, so the first trade was a little difficult. You're leaving friends, you're leaving a city that you started to know. But I think it's just it was a fresh start at the time, and it was a good thing for me to come here. And I don't know, it's a weird thing to get traded, but it's part of the business.
What is it going to mean for you going back to Pittsburgh on Friday? I know you've been back there a few times since the trade, but what does it mean to you to go back to Pittsburgh every time?
Yeah, it's always fun to go back. I think at this point I've moved on from Pittsburgh. I think it's been a couple of years now, but it's always fun to go back and go to some old restaurants that I used to go to, see some old friends, and it's always fun to go back.
And what's the mindset heading into Saturday's game? I mean, Pittsburgh's been able to keep up in standings and everything, even with the injuries to Crosby and some of the other key players there, but what's the mindset going forward here in that game?
I think we're aware of how well they're playing right now, and they got four lines that are playing really well. I think they just got atop the Metro this week, so I think like it is any other game, we just have to try and take 2 points out of the game. We went in there the first game of the year and had a really good effort and won that game, so I think there shouldn't be any doubt in our mind that we can do that again.
I'm sorry, my bad.
That's all right.
How closely do you watch the games you're chasing, like on a night like tonight, Pittsburgh's playing Toronto? How closely will you pay attention to that, if at all?
I'll check scores probably. I don't think I tune in too often to see where other teams are, but I'll definitely score watch at the end of the night and see how teams finished.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.